Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Daniel Estrell's with us another 30 minutes. I got to tell you, I've known him 20 years, and most of what he said went over my head. But now I'm a little older, been around a lot longer. I'm like, this guy's dead on. My God, it's scary. Some stations don't carry this first five. We'll get into other larger issues next segment. But your view on the 2024 election, what they're going to do with Trump with the indictments, your view on RFK Jr. from your research, what do you think about the U.S. elections?
Well, you know, again, let me explain to you this way, Alex. The United States as a country is in a very difficult situation. I don't think JFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., I don't think he can win the election. There are many reasons for that. First, I don't think he has the team to do that. Second of all, he has the entire establishment against him. If Trump couldn't do it, I don't think he could do it either. But then there's another problem. You see, the United States as a country, like every person in the world, we have a life cycle. Some of us live 70 years, others live 80, 90. But countries also have a life cycle. Okay? Ebbs and flows. So the United States, for example, runs on an 80-year cycle, give or take 2 or 3 years. Let me give you an example. If you kind of go back, you know, to the late 1600s and keep adding 80 years, the first 80-year period takes you to 1776. That's the revolution. The second 80-year period takes you to 1860. That's the Civil War. The next 80-year period takes you to 1940, give or take 2 or 3 years. That's the Second World War. And the last 80-year period took us to 2020, 2021, 22, 23. So you have, you know, the kind of, you know, bifurcation point. And so the United States has historically has come out of any cycle through some kind of a war, whether it's a revolution, whether it's a civil war, whether it's a Second World War. And so what we're looking at right now is, oh, we go the way of global thermonuclear war, which is one of the reasons why they're pushing, the globalists are pushing thermonuclear war against Russia. Or we have Civil War 2.0, okay? And I'm not sure that the candidates actually understand, you know.
No, I agree. They don't understand the fourth turning, what the globalists know, that it's like a centrifugal force. Millions of people, we act the same. We think we're different, but we do the same thing. So think about that. The globalists would rather nuclear war to keep control than them get removed from power, is what you just said.
Well, if you have, again, you have a $4 quadrillion debt, the best way to write it off is through what's called force majeure. Force majeure is, how do you do that? We have a thermal global nuclear war, you write off debts and responsibilities, and you start from scratch. It's one of the reasons. You can also kill 4 or 5 billion people. I know it sounds insane.
This is the most important thing you've said. So when we join the other stations, I want to shut up and let you spend a lot of time on this. But you're saying they're going to say act of God. They're preparing a false act of God to cover up their Ponzi scheme.
Why do you think you have the Bill Gates of this world and the Peter Thiels, the owner of PayPal? They're building $100 million bunkers in some of the most remote parts of the world. Because if you had $100 million, Alex, extra, you know, just found it in your pocket, what would you do? Build a bunker so you can live like a rat? Or buy an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, okay, or Caribbean, sit there with your drinking pool looking at the sunset? Unless you knew what was coming. Because, again, how do you write off $4 quadrillion debt? You have a lot of people who are going to go hungry. Okay, now you may not be, you know, willing to eat 4 times a day, but we certainly need to eat 2 or 3 times a day every single day. And the United Nations are saying this year 1.5 billion people are not going to have enough food to put on their table. 1.5 billion people. That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Well, that's right. And a lot of experts are predicting that this bull market is about to go super bear. So when we come back, I'm going to just shut up and skip the next break. After this break, you're going to have 25 minutes, Daniel. They'll just start over there. But I totally agree with you. It's there. And I actually have done the research. And I'm off record, I've had some meetings with Bilderberg Group members and people, and they're asking me, where do you think we should build bunkers? And so I've kind of, you know, like you were meeting with these guys 20 years ago, 50 years ago, I've off record met with some of them too, and they realize that they're in this predicament, and this is insane. So, I mean, they've built this world, they've stolen the money, they've got control, they realize their system is coming to an end. Let's put your lower third up there again, because I was giving out the wrong site, not my crew's fault, my fault. I was saying Daniel Estulin, or how do you pronounce it right? It is not that. It is. What is the right URL, Daniel?
It's Estulin.media.
So it's very simple. It's www.estulin.media to find his books, to find his writings, to find it all. And is there a way, once we talk about the bad news coming up of where the world is right now, is there a way to avert this? Is there a way to stop this? Is there another route from the cataclysm that the establishment is trying to hasten to cover up their crimes and bring in what will, if they have their nuclear war, how do they reorganize and come back from that? I mean, there's so many questions. The questions just create questions and questions and questions.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with Crystal Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I can assure you, and you can hear the excitement in my voice, that what we're covering here is 100% real as a heart attack or as getting hit by a train. All right? And I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I've told you that in the last few years. Well-known names who are upset about what's happening. You see Elon Musk on the surface saying he's battling this. We've only got 25 minutes left with Daniel Esselin. I said I'd do it earlier. I kind of did it. But I'm going to give him the floor now on why the elites are building bunkers, what the end of this system means, how we can hopefully stop it. But if they have their war as a distraction for the end of their Ponzi scheme, what comes out of that? Where do you go to survive a nuclear war? This is insanity, but they are pushing it. Daniel Esselin, give us the analysis.
So basically, Alex, in essence, we have no guidance systems for the future. It's the end of the model. At the end of the Bretton Woods economic model, which was created at the end of World War II, it's based on the concept of infinite growth on a finite planet. We've come to the end of that model. You've stolen everything from everybody else. There's nothing left to steal. We have nothing left. And you've come to the end of the model. You could expand, as they did in 1981, at the expense of the Soviet system. Because, again, after World War II, you had two models, the capitalist West and the Soviet socialist East. And the capitalist countries controlled 60% of the global market, and the Soviet Union satellites 40%. And then, you know, these two systems, they fought each other, but, you know, within the certain confines of the system itself. But then in 1991, when the Soviet system collapsed, the West expanded at their expense. And because capitalism is a very dynamic system, they were able to expand in short time between 1991 and 2007. They took over the entire 40% of the global Soviet socialist space. And then in 2007, we saw whether they called it the Lehman Brothers collapse, the subprime, it doesn't matter what it was. But again, the metaphorical patient went into the hospital and said, my throat hurts. Well, 14 years later, that metaphorical patient is on its deathbed. And the doctor is saying to the family, we have no idea how long he, she is going to live as long as the heart lasts out, but it's dead. And if you think that this model can survive, no, it can't. Never again. And so again, if we think we can go back to globalization, as so many people say, we'll just go back to the model that was before. It worked perfectly. No. Okay? That model is dead forever. You cannot unring the doorbell. Okay? You cannot be 19 again. I'm 56. I can never be 19 again. And so globalization, what is it? It's a free movement of people, of products, of finances, of services. And today it no longer exists because the borderless world is dead. What we had before, again, is dead. Okay, not in 2 months, not in 4 months, it doesn't matter. Collapse means loss of wealth. It means loss of properties, money, stocks, bonds, any kind of investments. And this is a systemic collapse, and not a collapse of one branch of the government. And so, for the first time, Alex, in centuries, we have no model and no image of the future. And in weeks, for example, okay, if you kind of look at it, what we're seeing right now, for the first time in the last 300 years, again, what we're seeing today, it's only happened twice in the last 2,000 years. The first time between the 4th and the 6th centuries when the old Roman Empire collapsed and was replaced over time by feudalism. And then 1,000 years later between the 16th and the 17th centuries when feudalism collapsed and was replaced by modern capitalism. And now today's modern capitalism global economy is dead. It's on its deathbed. And for the first time, again, we have no model. And this fact that we have no model, this space, this vacuum, unless we can come up with a language to define what's coming, is going to be filled with extreme violence. And by language, I don't mean Russian or English or Mandarin or Spanish or French. The language of economics. And the West doesn't have the language to explain economic collapse. And that's easy to show. Every economist since the last crisis in 2008, which is what, 17 men and 6 women over this period of time, not one of them has the language to explain the theory of crisis. And so if on top of that you add the fact that I'm not sure that people actually know this, since 1981 in Reaganomics, the real growth of the American economy, if you take out all the money that was printed by the government over the past 40 years, is 0%. And globally, it's also 0%. And 174 countries have shown negative growth over the past 12 months. That's the entire world, Alex. That's what's called limits to growth within a financial model, which no longer works. And today's, again, global debt is what, $3-4 quadrillion? Nobody really knows. And so as the bubble continues to grow and grow and grow, especially since the 2006-2009 crisis, very few people understood that the last crisis, the 2006-2007-2008-2009, was just a rehearsal, okay, for what's coming right now. Because by printing and lending $140, I think it is, trillion dollars since 2006, the problem and risks are made exponentially greater. So here we are. Summer 2023, you have debts, unfunded liabilities, derivatives of about $3-4 quadrillion. And this is some impossible to fathom. But just to give you an idea of what that is, it's a 3 plus 15 zeros. And if I told you it's 50 times, you know, world GDP, it gives you the idea of what the world and central banks will have to grapple with over the next few years. And so we're now in the final stages of the end game. And the end of the end, it could be an extended affair, or it could be extremely quick. It could be, you know, the slow burn, as some economists say, or it could be, you know, a major decline. Okay, we don't really know. But what we do know, okay, that the model is dead and the elite, they simply have no language. And if to that, Alex, you add the fact that we're changing paradigms, in other words, what does that mean? That's important. So we've gone from the fourth technological paradigm, that's industrial economy, to the fifth, which is post-industrial economy. In other words, financial tech, IT, entertainment, telecommunication, you know, people playing with numbers on a computer screen. And now we're coming into the sixth technological paradigm, which is trans-industrial economy. Trans doesn't mean transsexuals.
And by the way, let's start there. We've still got like 17 minutes left. This is, you got to come back soon. I changed numbers. You changed numbers. We lost each other for 5 years. We're back in contact. Before he leaves, give him my new cell phone number because people keep leaking my numbers. So I'll get that to you, Daniel. But I want you to come back in commercial free shows too and podcasts. We get millions of views. And just really, you can send us all the documents. Tell you how we'll do whole presentations. You can come here, you know, to Austin if you can get up here and just, we'll let you do a big PowerPoint right here. But get into what you were about to say, the next part, but I wanted you to humor me because some stations didn't carry that first five. You're right, because I know these people. I'm not going to say names, but the average globalist has moved to like northern Canada, 100 miles from any town, and is ready for the end of the world. Or they're moved to Tasmania or Kauai, or they've moved to like a mountaintop in Argentina or Chile, and they believe it's all over. So even when the billionaires that are part of the power structure think it's all over, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom to listeners. They need to understand, even the establishment knows they've lost. So, and they don't have, like you said, they don't have a fix for this. That's why they romantically think, well, we always get out of this with a war, so let's go start a fight where Napoleon and Hitler went to die. I mean, it's psychotic, and you've got some of the weird war hawks and neocons convincing themselves they're invincible and a bunch of weird lawyers that have never done anything. But when it comes to, like, some of the real people that are left who were part of the power structure, they're very resigned right now, and that should be a big concern for people. Like you said, they're not buying an island in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean to watch the sunsets. They're not retiring. They're building giant bunkers.
Well, again, it's like, you know, you mentioned war and conflict. Look what's happening right now. You have war and conflict between governments. You have war and conflict between governments and corporations. You have corporations versus corporations. You have dominant cultures versus, you know, other cultures. You have legislative branch against the executive branch, against the judiciary. You have the elite against the people. You have locals versus the migrants. And now we have the humans versus the transhumans and the culture one versus culture two. And any of these conflicts, Alex, any one of them can lead to war. But all of them together at the same time, not even a global conflict can hope to solve. So what does it come down to? Nobody, again, has a conceptual vision of the world post-crisis. And what we're witnessing today are the global processes of transformation, which is what I talk about in my book, just released a few months ago by my American publisher, Chris Milligan, which would result in a collapse of a system. And so we better have an alternative ready, or this vacuum will be filled with violence.
And I totally agree. In fact, if you come back next week or the week after, we'll do 2 hours commercial-free on like a weekend, and we'll air it over 2 days on the show, because you are, I'm not kissing your ass. I always knew you were smart, and I always loved you, but someone went over my head, and I thought, okay, this guy just thinks he knows too much. I didn't think you were arrogant. I just thought, you're too 20 years ago, I thought you were too confident in what you were saying. And now it all came true. I'm just fascinated how you saw it 15, 20 years ago. I know you had sources. I know you did deep research. But now I'm on the edge of my seat because I know you're absolutely right. And I want to avert this for my family. I mean, I just want to fix this.
Well, you know, again, when we're talking about, you mentioned China earlier. Like, China has no model of it. China.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Of putting together models. I have a doctorate degree in political science. And so the idea is, again, I build models that explain the future. And if you understand how the global, because again, so for example, everyone knows that governments, they have national policy to deal with national issues and foreign policy to deal with international issues. But very few people realize that above the national and international, you also have a global policy. Okay, and these global processes are controlled processes by the global elite. I'm not talking about the presidents, I'm not talking about prime ministers, I'm talking about the global elite beyond the Bilderbergers. So for example, when a 13-year-old girl ODs on heroin in school bathroom, she didn't decide to kill herself. She's a number, she's a victim within a global transformation of society to what? To a no future generation. So what do the elite do? They create chaos, we know that. And so you substitute real values for false or superficial values. You substitute morality for immoral behavior. You create modern heroes based on superficiality, on promiscuity. And these are all directed processes. Because when your hero is a football player, Cardi B and her number one Billboard song, Woman, or Ninja Turtles, or YouTuber who takes clothes off for her audience, because being a hero, you know, we're talking about moral rectitude, and you lead by example. You improve the lives of people by your actions per square kilometer of space against nature. And global mafia, that's important, you know, to end this. Global mafia, they're not afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of Putin. They're not afraid of Xi Jinping. They're not afraid of any president or prime minister. They are afraid of us, Alex, the people. And the moral breakdown of a nation happens not from material losses, but from the lack of vision of a better future. And that's where we have to stay strong. Because we can and we will win. Because evil can never, never, never triumph over good.
By the way, you just blew me away. You're absolutely right. The measure of civilization and being a good man or woman is per square millimeter or kilometer on this earth, building a good, rich environment for humans, animals, plants, and a future for this planet together. And everything the globalists do is antithetical to that. And so that's why I've said just getting a farm, working with local people, you'll produce one thing, they'll produce another. Just getting back to being human is the entire future, and doing it now before it's too late. Or maybe it is too late. I was going to ask you. I've not had time to go get prepared. I've spent all my money. I don't have money to go build some armored fortress, you know, in the Azores or whatever. And I understand there's nowhere safe other than beating this, but for those that want to cut and run, I mean, where is it safe? What would you do?
Well, I mean, nowhere is safer than in your own country, because anywhere you go, okay, if you go to a foreign country, you always be a foreigner in another land. So, for example, if you're an American, you come to Mexico, you don't speak Spanish. You're always going to be a, you know, gringo. You're always going to be an American in Mexico. Some people are going to like you. A lot of people are going to hate you for being American. It's a typical thing. You can go to Europe, but it's the same. You're going to be an outsider. So the idea is you stay where you are, okay? That's your country. Defend your nation. You may move from one state to another. You say, I don't like the state. There are too many degenerates in the state. I'm going to go to another state, whether it's Tennessee, whether it's Florida. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is you start working with people locally. Start creating a local community. Start getting people. You need a lawyer, you need a mechanic, you need a computer expert, you need an agriculture, you need all these people who can do things, you know, when things stop working nationally or globally. And so you start creating your community within, you know, initially a small group of people. You have to be very careful so you don't get infiltrated by these people and destroyed from within, which is, you know, one bad apple.
They love to do. I mean, the left, exactly. They literally went to university, even low-level ones, are wanting to be spies, wanting to be agents. They're not even commanded, but they still infiltrate to hurt you to then get a job. I mean, they have created some scum.
Well, the idea is, again, the idea is you stay where you are, but you start building a community within, because you're going to, in the end, you're going to protect and defend your nation. Okay? God, flag, country, whatever that is, whatever that may be, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? You'll always be safer in your own land than anywhere else in the world.
I think that's very astute, because if you don't know the terrain and the people, people should be getting folks they trust, getting ready now, and getting psychologically ready for what's going down, and then we can do anything together if we're even psychologically, spiritually ready, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if the robots aren't getting there on time to save the globalists, and they're crazy enough to hope nuclear war would have saved them,
There's a lot of stuff going on, Alex. Again, there's a lot of unknowns, okay? And one of the good things is that, again, no one has the roadmap to explain where we're going, which means that the globalists, because they don't have a map, for the first time in history, they have no way to get from point A to point B. They don't have the language to explain.
And by the way, it's funny you say that, because I read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Times of London, then I read the CFR, and I said to some of these globalists I met with the last few years, I said, so I'm here because you don't know what to do. And they said, no, things are coming to an end. We're trying to figure out what you think. And so I can tell you what you're saying is accurate. What you just said is the whole, they know they've come to a brick wall. They know they've come to a dead end. And so this is an amazing moment right now.
Well, it is. And again, you know, there is an opportunity for us, but we got to stay strong. We have to realize, first of all, Alex, people have to realize that this is real. This is some wacky, crazy conspiracy theory. This is not, you know, tinfoil hat stuff. This is real. Open your eyes, people. Look around you. You know, the despair, the hopeless. You know, again, what do people want? People want order. How do you get order? Okay, you got dictatorship, police, you have your big brother, big data, social rating. This is what you have right now in China. This is what Putin has just signed. Okay, but everybody was saying, no, Putin is not like that. Absolutely one of the rest. Okay, and so you have the global disorder to bring humanity closer to global control under the rubric of whatever you want. War on terror, war on drugs, war on radicalism, war on COVID. Just pick one, it doesn't really make a difference. And the bureaucratic control mechanism in every country, I repeat, in every country is under the control of the same people. And the objective is you sell people despair, you sell hopelessness, and it's working. Because if people can say, look, I just can't win. I'm just going to shoot myself. I'm going to let them do whatever they want. Look at the United States. You have 131 million Americans who are antidepressants. And in 2019, Europeans spent $900 billion. That's the year before COVID. $900 billion, okay, on psychiatrists. Are you going to tell me that's a sign of a healthy society? No, it's not.
No, and the people that sold us that aren't going to want to get us out of it. They're leading us down the primrose path. So exercise, pray to God, get involved, speak out, and emancipate yourself from the system and realize this is a great opportunity we're entering into. This is the death of this failed technocracy, and we've got to decide what that future is going to be.
And stop watching stupid TV channels and stupid shows. Dedicate your time, okay, to important things in life, because, again, we really don't have a lot of time to prepare.
Daniel, I don't know how on earth it's been 5 years. Like you said, my number changed, and then yours did, and we've been out of contact. I begged my producers for months to get you on. I don't even know the backstory how we got you on, but promise me in the next few weeks you'll come on commercial free. Please, because I want to talk more about the big picture and solutions. You're dead on. Incredible. One more time, put his lower third up. And you're an expert on transhumanism. You called all this decades ago. And what is your latest book? I haven't read it yet. I'm going to order it today. What's the book?
That's the one over there. It's called Global Projects at War, 2045, Chris Milligan, Trinity Press.
All right. So, again, we'll put your URL on screen one more time. It's estulin.media, estulin.media. And again, I've been knowing you for 20 years.
We have a lot of private stuff there for our subscribers, things that we can't put up. You know, we have a TV channel. We do interviews with amazing people. Obviously, if I put it up on YouTube, my channel will be banned in a matter of minutes. We also do weekly conceptual intelligence review, which is a 40-minute analysis in English and another file in Spanish.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. That's why I was telling you to get you on. Well, I'm glad you're here. I love you. I appreciate you, brother, and we'll talk to you again in the next few weeks. Estulin.media. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Wow, that was an important hour and a half, folks. It'll be posted to Bandai Video soon. Wow. Woo, we got another guest coming on, man. I got to tell you, this is getting crazy right now. Woo, that was important. Can't you feel it?
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You got to call now.
If you wait, it's going to be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits, is not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
Keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization. Get that second boost.
To keep the country going.
I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again, so the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter? Like,
don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job. You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done!
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, you know, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
I mean, if you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17-year-olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information.
These fake concepts of herd immunity.
My last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the person that we like to go to. For the sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted, almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because I have a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you. I don't know if they fully appreciate what you have done.
All right, for the next hour and 22 minutes, Owen Benjamin, a popular comedian and researcher and talk show host, joins us. He's been on before years ago, and I wanted to get him on just because he's a controversial guy and definitely challenges the system, and that's important. Whether you agree with somebody or not, it's important to promote free speech in this great age of tyranny. So we're going to cover the waterfront here. We haven't talked before he came on. I called him a few days ago, asked him to come on. He said, sure, owenbenjamin.com. You can find everything there. Most folks know who he is. There is so much to talk about here. The world, the war in Russia, the economy, the open borders, the pedo promotion, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Trump and the indictment and just the insanity of this world. So we're here. Owen Benjamin is a comedian and homesteader. He's appeared on Leno, Fallon, and was a regular TBS Sullivan and Son, Vince Vaughn, Wild West Comedy Tour, and The House Bunny, and All's Fair in Love. Benjamin has continued a career in comedy after having been let go by CAA in Hollywood for his stance on transgender children 4, 5, 6 years ago when it was not cool to do that, and other issues. He currently produces a daily podcast from his farm in northern Idaho and is a co-founder of the video platform Unauthorized.TV, Unauthorized.TV news outlet, and the, I think I'm reading that wrong, but the Bertarian Times, and the Great Bear Trail, a project to promote local agriculture and eliminate dependencies on wasteful living, owenbenjamin.com. But, man, I got to tell you, it has been crazy. It is an insane world we live in. So, Owen, thanks for joining us. I'm going to let you launch the first topic here.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. I just wanted to say I appreciate you having me, and I'm glad to have this convo. And happy Juneteenth. Today is a new holiday, apparently. Juneteenth, it's a big one.
Absolutely. In fact, this is the day that the Republicans freed the slaves from the Democrats, which actually happened.
Is that? Oh, nice. I didn't know that. I just know that.
But then
no,
the Democrats turned it around. The Democrats turned it around that it's the Republicans. So, yeah.
Every time they close the post office, though, I get a little bummed out. I just, because that's how I do most of my commerce is through the post office. So, you know, Juneteenth kind of bums me out. But I get it.
Well, no, it's a total crap. I mean, it was only in Texas that they learned 2 years after that slavery had ended. And I get it was exciting, it was fun, it was wonderful, but they're just trying to create racial division, patronize the black people, and create another white people are evil holiday. I get it.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about? Let's do whatever you want.
Brother, I mean, what do you think of the big controversy going on right now with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Peter Hotez? I mean, this guy, I mean, we just played an intro of him all over the map. He wants people arrested that disagree with him. I've got his quotes here. He wants to take over our bodies, which I say is worse than a pedophile. Pedophile's terrible. They just want to rape a child. This guy wants to rape our bodies and put a GMO product into us. So we got a new word. It's like a big pharma rapist, or I mean, I'm not sure what you call it.
A genetic rapist?
Yes.
There you go. Genetic rape. Yeah, I've never seen that guy talk before. So I was just watching that video you played. He seems like a gremlin, almost like he was cast to be like the most disgusting looking guy imaginable. And yeah, someone who saw this coming, like I never wore a mask or got anything swabbed in my nose or any vaccines or anything. I don't know. I just think it's all so stupid. That's why I started growing my own food, because I figured they were going to, if they can't get it through a needle.
Well, that's right. I mean, didn't you even move to a farm before they did all this?
Yeah, I saw it coming, because I was pretty early on a lot of these controversies. And so I saw that they weren't going to, in my opinion, I mean, obviously I could be wrong, but I didn't think it was going to be like the boot boys kicking in the doors. I thought, like, the way I saw what they did to me is remove comforts, remove access, remove ability to do certain commerce or to be heard or platformed. And so I started getting real inspired by, like, the Amish, like, people that that no one messes with. And so I was
Well, it's like the first stage is always put you in a ghetto. And then
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jones's show or Steve Bannon, because my wife says no, and then Larry David's like, don't worry, I control his wife, we're not endorsing him, and it is a little creepy with this you know going on. So I think it's important to not just set him up as some idol or some god that's got to be worshipped. And then you raise something that I didn't have time to pull up. I'm sure it's true, but it sounds horrible. I wish it wasn't. But that he makes people get vaccinated to come to his house, because that's kind of a hypocritical deal breaker for me. He needs to come out and repudiate that, or I'm going to have a major problem.
Yeah, and his global warming stuff, and his anti-Second Amendment stuff, and it's like, I get it.
But he's been walking that back. He's been walking back the gun stuff, saying it's really the Prozac. He said the borders should not be open. They want to create a new slave class. He said that global warming's being used to power grab. ESGs are a fraud. I mean, that's pretty good.
That is good. Well, that's why it's important to call this stuff out, because people walk things back when people like us call it out. Because the politician kind of, they think of talking points to say things that people want to hear and they relate to people. Like, they're like the cream on top of the milk, and they require that. So when I used to call out Trump or any of these people.
No, I'm getting you. I mean, when I called out Trump, they go, he's a hypocrite. He still likes Trump, and he's calling him out. I want him to do the right thing. Exactly.
Right.
You've got to tell your kids, carry out the damn trash. And people, the president works for us. Like, carry the trash out, you son of a bitch.
Exactly, dude. And that's why, like, when people call me out constructively, I'm very appreciative of it. There's, like, trolling where they want to take you down. They want to, like, mess with your head. But there's also times when people are like, you know, have you thought about this? Like, why don't you do more like this? Be more productive. And that's why one of my rules is I try not to criticize anything that I don't actively try to build an alternative. And so, you know, that's where I'm at. And I'm not like, again, I'm not saying RFK Jr. is like an evil guy. Like a lot of times in this modern world, if you criticize or if you like say, watch out for this, like watch out for his extreme support of Hillary Clinton. And then people think you're like mad at him or something. And I'm like, no, I'm doing what we're all supposed to do to our leadership. And that's one thing that makes America great.
Well, let's go back to Hillary, where you supported Hillary over Trump.
Yeah.
That's the most worrying because she's a known warmonger that brags about destroying countries and killed all these people. It sounds to me like he's got a big PR operation. And they did kill his dad. And they did kill his uncle, but they were both politicians as well. But they did do some good things. But at the same time, okay, vaccines are hurting people. I'll be popular against that. That's bigger than environmentalism. And then, okay, I'll be against this war. And okay, I'll be against, you know, these forced injections now. And so I do see that. He should answer for supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and I also just don't have a lot of faith in politicians. So my whole thing is just don't give them an inch and make them do the right thing to keep our attention and keep our support. Because I just think the nature of the typical politician is almost like they're prostitutes. No offense to the politicians. Listen, I like a lot of sheriffs. Like my local sheriff is an awesome guy. But a lot of those big guys, they remind me a lot of the Hollywood people I knew where they're like, just tell me what to say. Tell me how to say it. Tell me what'll make you feel. And I get that. I've acted before. I get like having a director and all that. And so that's why I'm pretty hard on them because I'm just like, I know they just want attention and a pat on the head. And
yeah, we want the American people to be the directors. Let's hear a few minutes
of
them.
Exactly, brother. Yeah.
This is Kennedy. And what year is this? Like 1980 or something? I mean, this is Robert F. This is 1978. So I was 4 years old. This is Robert F. Kennedy with his voice before I got paralyzed. Here he is.
A lot of people in Alabama, and George Wallace certainly is. He's had a great effect on, I think, the entire South and on the civil rights movement in this country in general.
Truly a remarkable man. This is the man that Griffin Bell wanted to have named, or Jimmy Carter did, as head of the FBI, but because of ill health, he could not. But he was the federal judge in Alabama, as you say, that had such an impact on not just Alabama, but the South.
That's right. During the 60s, he integrated every major institution in Alabama. Because of the political structure down there, and really a politics that really involved George Wallace politics, that really involved a stance of defiance, he was really forced to go in and actually take over institutions that in other places in the South were. There was a certain amount.
Okay, so here he is at 24. I've watched the whole interview. He seems pretty smart at 24, but extremely leftist. So there you go. You know, I kind of like the new frog voice compared to the kind of Eastern establishment, serious elitism vibes there, though. I mean, he's just radiating a liberal version of William F. Buckley. It makes you want to curl into a ball.
Well, he's radiating a vibe like he's just ready to just bang to me. Like, I know guys like that. They're just like, he's just being like, you know, handsome and tough and smooth. And
you're going with the Kennedy cliche that they're so promiscuous.
Yeah, which is okay. Like again, I'm not coming from like a high horse. I'm just a comic, man. A lot of people will overthink me. Like I have an agenda. Like I'm trying to take something down. And I'm just saying what I see. I just see a guy that looks like he's pretty into banging. You know.
Oh my goodness.
You know?
No.
Which is fine. You know, I've went through phases. I went through, like, if you look at me.
Hey, luckily, right, I've never been into that, Benjamin. Never. So.
Good for you.
I'm actually a virgin, so I get it.
I get it. Dude, you're keeping it all inside you. You don't want to waste the male, the masculine force. You don't want to spread the seed too thin.
It's like General Ripper says, the precious bodily fluids.
I think there is something to that. I think that, like, that's one reason why they flood everybody with porn. Is I think, like, if you keep it, I know this sounds a little crazy. I'm getting a little distracted, but.
No, like, boxers don't want to do it a month before they fight. Well, let me just clear.
Exactly.
I was joking.
It spikes your testosterone.
No, it does spike your testosterone. I'm not a Kennedy, but I'm no stranger to women. But I'm happily married.
You've done some banging, yeah.
No, well, maybe in my mind. But the point is.
Everybody gets it. It's not a big. Everybody's been through phases.
The point is, that I'm not banging children like Jeffrey Epstein. What do you make of all that coming out? I've been interviewing like 4 or 5 years. Man, it's all out in the open now. They're whole new. Like, we were kooks talking about it years ago. It's out in the open. How do you see the establishment surviving all of this?
I think it's so horrifying that that's why I know I can come across as crazy. Like, I'm focusing on farming and homeschooling, and I'm like talking about, you know, but I think it's like end stage situation, you know, like Rome when they put a horse in the Senate, where it's so crazy bad. You know, like somebody was telling me that they work in Silicon Valley, and if you call someone out for being a pedophile, like, you get fired. Like, they're legitimately institutionally protecting that world that I just had to detach from it because it was getting me too pissed off. So that's why I'm just like, I'm trying to raise my 4 sons really well and innocent and, you know, do the best I can as a father and then locally. But if I look at that, you know, what they do on that level, I can be the guy ranting at the moon again, and people can rightfully say that I'm coming across as angry and I'm trying to.
No, stop that. Apologizing. We understand you're allowed to say whatever you want. This is a free country. At least it used to be. We're going to do a whole other hour with you coming up. I want to talk about some of the issues you want to hit. But you talk about embarrassment. You talk about collapsing civilization. Here's Biden saying that a stock on a gun makes the higher caliber come out at the end of the barrel, ladies and gentlemen. That is hilarious. Then we've got Fetterman, one of his latest gaffes. And by the way, you watch the whole press conference? It's all like this. Here it is.
Yeah. Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Earlier today, some comments about...
This is not the club, Josh. Look, I don't want to play Fetterman. We've been doing this for the last few days, and I love you to death. I want the one where he's introducing Biden. Yeah, that's what I want. There it is.
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick. Fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the infraction bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
All right, we're going to start the second hour here with Owen Benjamin, owenbenjamin.com. Find all his remote information. There, I want to cover everything with him. So I'm going to try to shut up when we start the next hour, give him the floor to go over just everything. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be getting on a jet airplane tomorrow, but I'll be doing the show this week. And I'm going to do a bunch of podcasts in other part of the country, and I'll leave it until it happens. So if you're ready for that, that's going to be going on. Separately, they keep reminding me. They go, Jones, if you just plug twice an hour, we have plenty of money. And if you plug once an hour, we barely make enough. But if you don't plug once an hour, we shut down. I get so amazed with Alex Rosen and of course, Daniel Esselin and now our guest that we have on currently. I forget to plug, and we will shut down, which probably be good for my mind, but not for the country and the world. So I want to thank you all for your support. I would encourage you, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and get your turmeric toothpaste now back in stock that my dad developed, the retired dentist. No fillers, full of essential oils, so good for your gums, so good for your body. It's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Looks like talking to you. Please order me at InfoWarsStore.com. My really delicious and amazing. No fluoride, fluoride-free, and no children were abused in the making of it. So, you got that? That'll be a clip everywhere. And we got Super Female Vitality. It's the same as Super Male Vitality for 50% off. And we have Nitric Boost and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.